and Rhea Polly. Excerpt from track 9 of Sonic Antarctica.
Oh, what a question. Okay, I have to give you several answers, I'm sorry. One answer is that I think as scientists, we have an obligation to inform the public, who is generally also funding us. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad it's funding us, mm-hmm. because it gives us independence. And we are neutral in our statements, and we can remain that. And I think that the downside or the other side of the coin means we have to provide information to the public if they are in need. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, I think there is a need for that kind of information, because I have to admit, mm-hmm. as a scientist, I'm also a human being, I'm also a citizen of this country I'm working in, and having done, I also have kids, by the mm-hmm. way, and by having done this research, just a little anecdote, when I started for this new report, I was quite confident I wouldn't get sort of shattered in my emotions much by what I would be doing. But actually, by widening my focus on what I'm studying and reviewing, and you have to do that when you do a job like I have been doing. This is mind-boggling. We dealt with all ecosystems, you know, mm-hmm. from the sea ice biome to tropical coral reefs and tundra forests, grasslands, savanna, deserts, mountain ecosystems. You know, and usually I'm just dealing with mountain ecosystems and forests, but not with deserts, not with savanna, not with marine ecosystems. And so I was forced to assess a kind of literature which I usually leave aside. Because we have to specialize, we have to compete within the scientific community. Now, by having done that and broadened my perception, I have to admit, I was shocked. I was shocked by finding how sensitive many ecosystems are and how much they could be impacted by climate change in the future. Mm-hmm. And so I felt actually myself, again, as a citizen, as an individual, as a human being, an obligation to tell other people who are willing to listen and who are interested in this topic, and I believe everybody should be, by the way, it's their life. And for those reasons, I think it is important to really assess the risks we are facing and to think about decisions we have to make now. Now we have to make them. We don't have much time. In some respects, it's even what we call 5 minutes after noon and or midnight. And in another respect, in terms of avoiding a really strong climate change or a really large climate change, it's not too late. But it's getting very, very small, this time window within which we can still act.
Most people's understanding of time is so pathetically thin and insignificant. Human life scales, like I think some things just drive you crazy. Like there'll be people talking about like a forest fire, for example. And they'll say, you know, we shouldn't let these forest fires burn because, you know, it takes, you know, 100 years for that, you know, it'll never come back. Mm-hmm. Which is just pathetically stupid. Mm. In the life of a forest fire is a second.
Yeah.
Compared to your life. The point is that you may see that as devastation, and your grandchildren may see that mm-hmm. as devastation, and their grandchildren may see that as devastation. But the trees would come back on their own time scale, not your time scale. So human beings, in general, have this horrible understanding of how old the Earth is, how slowly some processes work, which goes back to, like, why you shouldn't fuck it up. We could completely screw the Earth up and it would come back. The problem is that it might not come back for a million years. Now, to the Earth, a million years, who cares? It's nothing. But right. In human history, you fucked yourself.
There's definitely going to be shifts. And, you know, in those shifts, some places are going to be better places to live. But places are going to be worse to live. And it's going to be a reorganization of human civilization. I mean, it's a big impact. And I think that part is really difficult to predict. And it's not, you know, that's not a scientific prediction. That's more of a sociological prediction, is how that would all shift around and how that would impact economies and so on.
But let me come back to, if I may, to the smoking gun. Okay. It's not a smoking gun, it's a smoking machine gun.
Oh.
So one bullet was already fired, and there are many more in the magazine which are ready to be fired as well. And unless we do something, we cannot avoid these bullets to come as well. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue. And that's my second point. Mm-hmm. A lot of people consider climate change as being sort of a monolithic thing to deal with. It's not the case. That's, for me, the second most important thing people should learn about and think about. And that is, we have a choice. The choice means we can still avoid a very large climate change. And a very large climate change is one where we risk to trigger runoff processes which will feed back on the climate and speed up the climate change in a way which is much more scary than what the more moderate projections indicate. And for those reasons, I believe it is very important.
I don't get panicked about climate change because it does happen all the time. I get panicked about, like I said, the things we don't know. If we push this system so far in one direction, can we ever get it back? And what are the consequences? I think that the models can only tell us so much, and they don't tell us about these switches that can throw us off.
The science is the asking of questions. That's the science. That's where the brilliance and the intelligence and all that comes in. Science is the asking of important questions.
The more we learn, the more questions we have, and so that things spread out and the question, more people are answering the questions, and then we get more precise, and we criticize each other's work so that we can hone it into something that is totally objective,
right,
or as close to totally objective as we can get.
Mm-hmm.
But the artist is, his tool is the metaphor, and if he can relate this information, whatever he or she's trying to convey, to the biggest audience, then that's what they're after.